We are a Mamadala Madalu. And we are, the Mishnah had said that a person can be Eved for Averis. Right? When two brothers marry two sisters and she's a Nida and they exchange their wives unintentionally, each one brings four Chatas. That was a combination of Kailu, Maisav, and Batachas. We said that goes back to the mayor who said that that can happen. We're going to start now the Ibayis Ema, which is 14 lines at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Ibayis Ema, if you want, I can tell you Mr. Batachas or Libra Derb Shimon. All four are Batachas. Correct the Gemara. What? We didn't answer yet. We're going to do it right now. Yesterday we said Nida is an Isser Maisav, because she becomes Asit to her husband, so she becomes Asit to everybody also. That's what we said yesterday. Now we're giving a second Teretz, we never got there. In fact, three of them are simultaneous. The two men, the two brothers made a Shliach. The two women, the two sisters made a Shliach to accept the Kedushin. The Shliach gave the Kedushin to the Shliach at the same time. And therefore, three Yisurim are chal at the same time. Eshesesh, Eshesach, Nachai Tisha. Right? Upanga Shliach B'Shliach. Ella Nidas, Eichem Mishkachasla. Nidas didn't happen simultaneously. How could you say it happened simultaneously? So, I'm going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. There is a problem that the Rishayim have with Rashi. Rashi doesn't have problems, but the Rishayim have a problem with Rashi. And then Titus has a different gears than this Gemara. So first I'm going to learn Rashi's chat. I will mention the problem, which I think a lot of people will have, and then we'll take Tyson's Mishka. Amar Rav, Amar Amar Rav. B'shifas mitoich yud gimul lachas shloisha asur l'chiyu v'inu. Mitoich shnei masur lachas shnei masur l'chiyu v'inu. What happened was the two brothers and the two sisters shared birthdays. The two brothers were twins, and the two sisters were twins. And the day the brothers turned 13 was the same day that the sisters turned 12. So now, that one day, whenever it is, we'll say it's Yud Kislev, I think it's Yud Kislev today, Kislev, the birthday of the four people. And she was a Nida entering Yud Kislev. So what happened was, on Tef Kislev, the two brothers asked the Shliach to give Kedushin to the two sisters to be chal at the moment of Yud Kislev when they're capable of Kedushin. And the moment Yud Kislev entered, four Isurim became simultaneous. The Kedushin kicks in, which made Eshes Ish, Eshes Ach, and Achay Tisha, because that, the truth is they don't even have to have a Shliach. They could have given it to the women, but it doesn't kick in till Godless. So they did it the day before. And they did it the day before to kick in that evening at Tzeisak HaChavim. So the moment of Tzeisak HaChavim, Eshes Ish, Achayt Isha, Eshes Ach, and Nida all kicked in at the same moment because they were Ketanim. They weren't Mechuyim in anything. The moment he became a Gadol, she became a Gdailah, which happened at the same moment because their birthdays were the same day. All four Yisurim kicked in simultaneously. That's what the Gemara is answering. That's how Rashi learned it. So let's read it inside. B'shaifas mitoich yud gimul lachas shloisha asur. She was, shaifas means, I don't know what his article says shaifas means. Skimming. Amnidus. From 13 to after 13. L'chayu v'inu, and the truth is not necessary. She could have been a nida a year before, but she never went to the mikvah. So she's a Nida now. I don't care whether she's screaming blood or not screaming blood. And the same moment went from before 12 to after 12. So they become Chayiv. So now everybody is Eved for Yisurim. That happens simultaneously. That's Rashi. Before you say, Rashi is in the middle lines. Kula Masnitsin Remeir. Vav Remeir. Not Remeir. Alatulu Reb Shimon the Meikel, who always says Ein Isser Chalalitzim, Hakamaydi, and the Cholu Kulu Bebat Achas, they all came at the same moment. The Shabbat Inu Shnei Achim Shliach Echad, The two brothers make one shliach. To take the kedushin to the two sisters. And they make one shliach to accept the kedushin. This is the problem that we're going to have at this point. They're not counted yet. This is going to be the problem with Rashi's shot. So let's see what happens when we get there. See, again, we don't need that when we get to Ketana. At this point, they're Gdailim. We don't know how Nida fits in. The Gemara said we can understand how three are Chal, which Shliach is Shliach. But how does the fourth work? So the Gemara says a different shot. You don't need Shliach. Can we wait this way? The Paga Shliach is Shliach. The Cholu Yachadzal, Zab, Zal, Zab. Is this? Is this? Ella Nida, Teich, Mishkakas, Lebabat, Akas, and Kedush. How can it be at the same moment of kedushin? In kedushin kadmu l'nidus, that harayches nishmachay tisha meishasach kadmu. If the kedushin preceded her becoming a nida, so then nidus afterwards. If he loyas the nidus, the suli as the nidus l'chayim, the nidus won't be chal. It's only like a shimon, doesn't hold of ishmaita. Me nidus kadam, and if you tell me nidus came first, suli as the nishmach rinu l'chayim, so the three wouldn't be chal. So how does it work? Amar Rav Amram, Amri Bei Rav. So now we're forgetting about Shluchim. No Shluchim anymore. The boy made a Kedushin to the girl, Reuven made a Kedushin to Rachel, and Shimon made a Kedushin to Leah. And it doesn't have to be at the same moment. Because they both did it at the last day of their katnus. They did it at the moment, when the day before they turned Gedailah. No Shluchim. Reuven went over to Rachel and said, "You're Mekadeshes to me." Shimon went over to Leah and said, "You're Mekadeshes to me." The Kedushin does not kick in till the moment they turn 12 and 13. So therefore, the Yisurim are Chal B'Bas Achas, even though the act of Kedushin might not have been done B'Bas Achas. Let's read it in Rashi. Amri Ralamar Amri Be'Rav. Mishkakas Tezayin Chatoz B'Issi Be'Bas Achas. Mishifas, when she's screaming, Mitoyot Yud Gimu Shana L'Leidus Habaylam. From the middle of the 13 years of the birth of the husband, Lacha Yud Gimel, so the birthday, into the birthday. The Chiyuva Inu, claim it, Tam Zekadeh L'chayiv HaSchorim, that'll be M'chayiv the boys, Reuven and Shimon. Shecholu Kulan Alein B'Bat Achas, they're all Chal and Bat Achas, the Bahach Yoyim Ha'asul L'Klal Anshim, because this is the day that they become Bar Mitzvah. When we talk Yud Beis, Lacha Yud Beis, the Chiyuvi Inhi, She'isha Bar L'Klal Anshim, Bas Yud Beis Shana V'Yayim Echad, on their 12th birthday. By the way, Yayim Echad doesn't mean an extra day. Going to Rav Rishayim in the way we paskin, Yud Beis Shana V'Yayim Echad means finishing 12 years and starting her 13th year, which is her 12th birthday. V'Azachal Yud Gimu Yayim Echad, Mishkag Aslam, Shinodu Aschorim Be'echad B'Tishrei. The boys had their birthday, twins, on the first day of Tishrei. Vanekev is Echad B'Tishrei. The girls were also twins, and they were also born on Echad B'Tishrei. L'shana Haba, the next year. Sorry, the same birthday, a year apart. The boys are turning 12, 13, and the girls are turning 12. Well, B'Yoyim Echad, Mishlam Yud Beis Onekevus, Shem Yud Gimul L'Zcharim. In one day, they turn 13, and the girls turn 12. U'matru Kedushin, and on Erev Rosh Hashanah, let's not get involved in Yom Tov now, but just pick the day Echad B'Tishrei. The day before they gave over Kedushin, that should be called the next day, Shem Na'atim Gedailim. The Yom Echad B'Shnas Yudgimu B'Inil in the Kevah, the Yom Echad B'Shnas Yudal B'Zcharim. You need it to be the 12th birthday, which is the first day in the 13th year for the girls, and you need it to be the first day in the 14th year for the boys, which is the 13th birthday. They became a nida the day before they turned 12, and it went into the next day. Even though they became nidas before the kedushin, didn't mean anything because they're not chayav mitzvahs yet. She was a tana, he was a katan. Nimta kedushin the iser einish nidus chal aleim shachasecha rechishana shiyud gimul in the kevus shishnat yudal l'tcharim. The moment he turns 13 and she turns 12, all four yisurim kick in at the same moment. Shakedushin v'anidus kadmul gadlusam. The kedushin and the nidus preceded the gadlus. Ukluyim v'aydim lachu kashiyigdalu, and they're waiting to be chal the moment they're bas mitzvah and bar mitzvah. Shachas chalukulam. And that's why it says they're streaming the absolute Tamtim priestess Nida with priestess Kedushin B'Shalachas. You can't say she became a Nida at the exact moment of Tzeis. It's impossible to say that. Elam can cut B'Shalachas B'Kadusha, and it started before. The all cow at the same moment. Now the problem with Rashi's chat is, how in the world did they make the Kedushin when they were Ketanim? They handed the girl the money the day before their bar mitzvah, and she accepted it the day before her bat mitzvah. And they said, let it be chal tonight. They can't do them, they're ketanim. Ketanim can't do kedushin. They're ketanim. Kedushin has to be done by a gadol. How does it work the day before? That's the kasha on Rashi. Answers are said on Rashi. We might get to one in a moment. Secondly, they ask, when did the Shtei Saris come? 13 is not a gadol unless there's Shtei Saris. 12 is not a gadol unless there's Shtei Saris. We paskin that Shtei Saris have to develop on the 13th birthday and on the 12th birthday, not before.
Not before?
Not before, because if it had developed before, we say it's a shuma ba'alma, it's a wart. The Shtei Saris have to grow on day of the 13th birthday or on the day of the 12th birthday. So the Kashan Rashi is, what happened here? When did the Shtei Saris come? When did the Shtei Saris come?
Every bar mitzvah is like that.
You're right. So we're talking, don't say the bar mitzvah for derises until we set to see Shtei Saris. We don't let a bar mitzvah boy lay Shabbat Zachar.
We don't do that.
Yes, we do. We don't check it. We don't let them lay Shabbat Zachar.
So when do we let them say Shalom Zachar?
Shabbat Zachar?
Yeah.
When he starts growing the beard. When he shows us that he's ready to join us. We let him do all drabonans. Flaming and davening and benching and minyan. All drabonans. But on the rites, we're not saying Mechon years by itself. You need Shtei Saris. So the question is, according to Rashi, when did the Shtei Saris come? There's two questions to Rashi. Number one is, how do you make it that the minute they turn 13, they all, and 12, they all became Gdailim and Gdailites at the same moment? Where was the Shtei Saris? That's one of the Rishaitim's Kashan Rashi. Second of the Rishaitim's Kashan Rashi is, he's a cut the day before. How did he do this, that the Kedusha should be Chal the night afterwards?
Can I give an answer, Rabbi?
Yes, Rabbi Combs.
What's there?
And therefore, Anna can't do kinyanim.
The chatzah did the kinyan.
A chatzah can't be stronger than the person. My chatzah works for me. Can't be stronger than me.
The chatzah will be kona.
For who?
For her.
But wait a second. Hold a second. When did the act of kedushin take place?
I put it in the chatzah the day before.
Right. But then you can give it your hand the day before.
No, not your hand. In the chutzner.
What difference does it make, hand or chutzner? Chutzner is an extension of a hand. That's all it is. Rashi seems to be saying that the cotton can do the mice of kedushin because it's not chal till later. It's a very big kiddush. That's one of the Rishayim's problem. The second Rishayim's problem is to get it to be all simultaneous. Where is the Shtei Saris? So the Mishnah Lamalach wants to be chadish that Rashi holds that the day before they turn 13 and 12, then the Shtei Saris count. So they develop Shtei Saris, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And that counts regardless tonight. Even though we paskin that if they develop Shtei Saris 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, those hairs don't count. The Mishnah Lamalach says there's a Shita in Mishaynim that says that the day before 13 and 12, it does count. And therefore, Rashi will learn they developed Shtei Saris on Erev Rosh Hashanah, all four of them, but they're lacking years, which is part of Gadlus. So tonight, at Tzeis, it's all Chal together. But it doesn't answer the other kasha of how the Maisa Kedusha works. Rashi seems to say that a Katan and a Ketana can do the act of Kedushin that should be Chal at the moment they become Gedalim and Gedalites. It's a big headache. I'm just pointing out the Rishayim's problem with Rashi.
Why can't the Chalos be then?
Because the mice, that's the Shaila. Can a mice work from a katan to a ksana? You're saying, you're answering yes, that Rashi holds yes. But the Rishayim have been bothered by it. Therefore, yes.
We discussed earlier, but why are we talking about a case?
We're trying to show you Isser Chalal Isser. This is just setting up an outlying case to show you how Isser can be Chalal Isser.
It's a similar
Gemara always discussed outlying cases.
But look how many halachas you got from this. You got 45 halachas from this.
And for the Gemara, so the other Rishayim have a different Gersa. They're saying that the father was Mekabel Kedushin from his daughters, from two brothers who were Gedalus at the same moment. Two brothers went to the father and handed him the Kedushin at the same moment, through a Shliach or themselves, and they handed him the Kedushin. But the girls were two. The girls were two. The father was Mekabel Kedushin for his 2-year-old girl. He's allowed to. Mekabel Kedushin for his 1-day-old girl. The father has a right to marry off his daughter to be Mekabel Kedushin from the moment she's born. So the father was Mekabel Kedushin from two men. They made a shliach, let's say. And they came to the father and they said, hello, we'd like to marry your daughters. Reuven wants to marry Rachel. Shimon wants to marry Leah. And the father says, great. And the shliach hands it over to the father for both of them, and they're both mukadeshes. However, they're not royal abia. If anybody would live with them now, it would not be eishes ish, eishes ach, achaitisha, because they're not fit for abia. The minute they turn three, they become royal abia. And she's anita. She became anita too. And therefore, the minute they turn three, the girls, same day, same birthday, the men become usher simultaneously, all four Yisurim. Because at that moment is when she becomes fit for Bia. So all four Yisurim are now chal. You can't live with an Ida, with an Eshesach, with an Achaitisha, and with an Eshesish. Because even though she was an Eshesish and an Eshesach and an Achaitisha before, it wasn't applicable because she wasn't fit for living. The relationship doesn't count. So the moment the girls turn three, the men become usher simultaneously in all four. The girls aren't usher in anything yet. They're ksanas. Their birthday, when they turned 12, they became usher in all four simultaneously as well. She didn't go to mikvah. So here is the case. Both sets became usher simultaneously at different times, 9 years apart. The men became usher when the girls turned 3, and the girls became usher when they turned 12. It was a gadol that made the kedushin. It was a 15-year-old boy was mekadesh Rachel, and another 15-year-old boy was mekadesh Leah. The father accepted the kedushin. It was a biblical kedushin, but there's no Isser Erva yet because she's not capable of a relationship until she turns 3. They both turned 3 the same moment. All four Isurim kicked in on the man, because he's a gadol, and now he can't live with this girl because she's a eshesish, she's a chaitisha, she's a eshesach, and anita. 9 years later, they both turn 12 simultaneously, so they become aser in those four Yisurim that their husbands became aser in 9 years earlier. They both turn 12 the same moment.
No, but all four of them basachas.
Doesn't have to be all four basachas. The two men are basachas, the two women are basachas.
But all the other cases were all the same.
But why do you need all four to be basachas?
I haven't said it. Why can't she be 12?
Again, we need him.
Why can't she be 12?
Again, let's try it again.
The father of Mekabel, he's heir with Kabel. He's an old man in 86.
Right.
So they gave it to him. And it said, it's the Chalosis who's going to hell have, but he has a yacht.
Right.
Then Chos is going to have start. Is going to be Kedushin will happen after Shkia tonight.
They're over Bar Mitzvah.
Of course, and he's over Bar Mitzvah.
So the Kedushin's out. Yeah, you could have said that, but they're saying it over. But they're saying there's no reason to say it. You don't need it.
But according to
someone's
easier case.
Why is it easier? So according to Titus, let me just finish. Begayrus as follows. Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav, B'shaitvus mitoich gimel, not yud gimel, la'achar gimel v'chayuv inhu. They become chayiv when the girls turn 3. Mitoich shnei matzer, la'achar shnei matzer v'chayuv inhi. And the women become chayiv when they turn 12. So the way Tysus is guided, it's not 13, because you can't make kedushin before 13. It's adult men making kedushin to under 3 girls, which are done through the father. So it's mitzayich gimel va'achar gimel. That's how Tysus is guided. Fine. All right, bye. The Gemara Nida says it's possible for girls to become, very unlikely, but possible for girls to bleed right when they're born. The Gemara says it's possible. By the way, medically it's possible. There are women, girls that discharge blood after they're born. They become Nidas. It makes no difference because today they don't go to the mikvah, right? But they remain a Nida until they go to the mikvah, which is after they get married. Yes.
I think my case is much more practical.
Again, I'm just telling you what Tyson learned in the Gemara. You would have to change the gears to the Gemara. It's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says from 3 to after 3, from 12 to after 12.
There must be something wrong with my answer. Before, we were talking about 12, and it was a beautiful, the only problem was, at 12, the girls didn't have a yad.
Before 12, and before 13, the boys didn't have a yad.
Before 12.
Your case, I think, is a good case, but that's not what the Gemara said. I can't help it. The Gemara doesn't say it.
Unless he did it, the reason why.
I don't know why. I don't know. And Tysus also speaks out what I mentioned. She doesn't have to actually see blood at that moment. The Gemara uses the word shaitvah, she's screaming. It means to say she was a Nida and never took care of it. A woman can be a Nida at 12, and I go to the mikvah to 85, she's a Nida all those 73 years. You don't need the actual dam. Something about that. My preacher nights up. My preacher nights up.
So if a girl who's 4 sees blood,
she's a Nida.
Doraisa?
Yes.
Doraisa?
I'd say it one more time. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Nida, if she sees blood at day 1, she's a Nida. Doraisa. In the days that they kept Tumah Tahara, if a woman saw blood at day 1, they would take her to the mikvah 7 days later to make sure she's Tahara, so when she touches food or things, it shouldn't become Tumah. But today we don't keep Tumah Tahara, so all girls are needed, so we don't make a difference. What?
I don't want to say this, I just...
You keep Tumah Tahara? You just said it on tape. Rabbi Cohn keeps Tumah Tahara.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to make anything out of it, but yes.
It's impossible. You ever shake my hand?
Not recently.
I know that. I'm an avatama. I'm an avatama. Truth is, you're also an avatama. So, I'm not 100% sure how you keep Tumah Tahara if you're an avatama. You went to your father's funeral? You're an avatama. How can you keep Tumah Tahara today?
Okay, I'm lying. You remember everything I said, right?
Of course I never thought you did. Take it very seriously, you know what I mean? That's my problem. I'm preaching tonight, son. Don't think of my advice. Vayinish and Misaberet and Biyari Shait. Why do we have to separate them for 3 months? We have a rule that a woman doesn't become pregnant from the first via. And therefore, we're assuming now, and we assume that these women were never married, never had a relationship, and therefore are besuloi, and therefore the first via will not make them pregnant. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar, Vua Shabal Rubashanu. You're right. The reason we separate them is because they did 2 via. And therefore the first via, Enochinami, there would be no reason to separate. But since they lived with the same women the second time, The second time, conception is a possibility, and therefore we need separation. Rashi? No Rashi.
Why couldn't you say they were married before?
Who said they were married before?
Why can't you say that?
So that's the big kasha everybody asks. Who said this is the first time they were married?
Right.
Who says, okay. So, the Rishimaker answers, I'm going to give his answer. But since it talks about ketanais, in the Mishnah, Mike Tanais, right, you don't have to separate them. Ketanais can't be married a second time. Because the father can only marry up his ketanah the first time. So, if they're ketanais, that means this is the first marriage. So since that's talking about the first marriage, we assume everything is talking about the first marriage. That's what Rishimaker said. He could be out of wedlock.
Yeah.
So Dr. Rishimaker, we're not going to write a mission about this. It's not mistabered that we would write a mission about women that were mazana. That's what Rishimaker answers. Now think about it. Elohad tanya rabkiyai, tanya rabkiyai kan tesayin chatoz. Klasim v'taytin hab. Isn't it 32 chatoz? Because, let me explain. The truth is, it's a machlokes tanoim. If somebody lives with a woman, a nida, let's say, twice, how many chatos does he have to bring? Reuven lived with his wife, the nida, bishagig, two times. Regular case, nothing to do with HSS, with HSR, let's put that to the side. Reuven lived with his wife, the nida, two times, bishagig. And he never, in the middle, was aware that he did the Aveira. Them both with the same lack of knowledge that she was in either. There's a machlokes tanoim. One tana says only one carbon, because since he never found out in between that he sinned, chas, one forgetting, in one carbon. The other says every bia is chayiv another carbon. He earlier in the blot said, according to one Terence, that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yezir, because we had a problem if a guy attempted to do a mitzvah. Over here, he's attempting to do a mitzvah of marriage. So we answered. So we answered that it's going like Rabbi Yezir, the Talmud by mitzvah. It's Pater. It's Chayim. So our mission is going like Rabbi Eliezer according to one parent. So according to that, if they live twice, should be double the Chatar. Not 16, 4 per person, should be 8 per person. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Because one of the answers was that we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that if a person does an Erev twice, he's Chayim for each one, each Biyav. Why did Rabbi Chia say 16? He should have said 32. Zakti Gemar Ol Tameich, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev, HaKol Kayach, the Kayach, Tuvahav. Tuzahed, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's even more. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the person who lives with an erva, he's not only Chayev one, the Shaykh. For every Kayach, what does he translate Kayach as? Every
Every effort
in the bia is a separate carbon. That means the person can live with an effort one time and have 10 efforts in his relationship, and chayav 10 korbanos. So anyway, 16 is a wrong number. So anyway, you can have a kasha. Whether you learn they live twice or they live once, it's more than 16. Ella, the b'kayach rishon kachashim, is we're not interested in listing how many he could bring. It depends how many efforts, depends how many times he lived. We're not getting involved in that. We're just saying, aim for the first effort. Okay, now to be a Rishayna Kachashim, we're counting only one relationship first effort. So therefore, that's not a kasha. It can go like a Yezer. And you're right, there are more katas. We meant 16 for the first effort.
What does that mean?
When a person lives with his wife, I guess there's multiple efforts at the relationship. Rashi. That's what the Gemara says in that Tani Beis. Well, some hachi tanya. The Right? He's saying that even though with one psychic, you're five in each act. We also say that according to B'yezi Yechayim, multiple chatoas are one bia. We call kayach v'kayach hanor shobia b'fni atzmehi. Every effort in the relationship is called its own pleasure. Rabbanon say, since it's in the same forgetting, we view it as one, even if you do two bias. Stay bias nami live mechayev elochada. Avol yavi yadir ben kayach l'kayach. What happens if a person starts living with his wife and he finds out that she's anita, and then he forgets again? And don't ask me how you forget again. The time will say, but he would be chayev a second korban, even though he's continuing the same bias. Right? Somebody was living with a woman that was tar. And in the middle of the relationship, she said, I just became an either. And he leaves without waiting for his aver, for his male organ, to become soft, I guess is the word, not erect. Because the leaving is also part of the pleasure of the bia. And therefore, Zichaya. So we see that pshat is, if you don't need a whole relationship, the only reason according to the Rabbana one only brings one on a relationship is because even if it would be two relationships in the same shaykh, it would only be one. Rabbi Yezid, I'm a bias mechalkas. According to Rabbi Yezid, it says every bias separates. This may not be kaychas mechalkas. Each effort in the bia would be a separate carbon. And before we said it's going like a Eliezer. So how did Rabbi Yezid say just 16? The Gemara's answer is you're right. All we're talking about is 16 for the first effort.
When a person's chayav was one on a nida, the deraisa, it doesn't have to be for a bia haroi lele?
No. No. No is the answer. Definite no.
That's the answer is no.
Deraisa.
Even Rabbanan?
Well,
no, even Shitas Rabbanan?
Even Shitas Rabbanan.
It is not for person.
Right. Poor for person.
No. That's about touching. It's about an actual act.
Again, hara, touching. The Gemara is going to have machlekes how far a person has to go to violate the deraisa.
So it's not because of kayat. It's because of helamechad or not.
Again, if you according to the Rabbanan, it has to do with helamechad. According to Eliezer, helamechad doesn't make a difference.
But according to what we're saying now, Rabban also holds
kayach. If it's not halamechad, correct. You're right.
Totally,
you're 100% right.
It's not totally if it's kayach. Where's the
machlokes
if it's kayach or not?
There is no machlokes of kayach or not. The machlokes is halamechad or not.
It doesn't say that here.
Yes, it does. Rashi said that 50 times.
I know that, but I think it seems like
Gemara. But Rashi says that's the machlokes. Rashi says if Rabbanan wouldn't need halamecha, they would also be mechayev on kol kayach.
What does halamecha mean? What that
he getting? That he did not know in between that she was anita. Let's step back. A guy eats nevela. He eats two kzeitzim of nevela. He didn't know it was nevela, and he ate a whole dish of nevela, and in the dish were 10 kzeitzim of nevela.
One.
The veil is not a chatas.
One.
Rabbi Yezer says certain things, and I'm not going to get involved now in the opinion of what, can separate them even though it's one shaykhik. Even certain things can separate them. Now, Rabbi Yezer says if a person lives with a nida twice, he's chayiv two, even though it's halam echad. That's what Rabbi Yezid said.
I understand that, but we're saying now, according to Rabbanan, they also hold of the shtikl Torah that each act is a separate entity.
If you hold that you don't need halam, that halam echad doesn't make a difference.
But the machlokas is halam echad.
Correct. I'm not agreeing with you 100%.
But the Gemara's Torah says it's got to do with.
That's because every kayak is the halam echad. Rashi says clearly that if he would find, if she told him in the middle of the bia that I became a nida, right? And he forgets for some reason, or he thinks it's mutter, and he leaves without a vermeis. He's chayiv, even though he didn't do a whole bia, did one kayak.
What would Rabbanan say in that case?
Rabbanan say you chayiv. A guy finds out in the middle of his relationship with his wife that she turned the needle. And he doesn't know the halacha. And he leaves the Eivor Chai, which the Gemara says is enjoyable, without Eivor May. That means he had a kayach on his way out. Rabbanan say he brings a karma chata. Yes. It's a Mishnah and Shavuot. I'm a Shamash and my Tyra, but I'm a Lodit Mesi, and he left the Eber Chai, they bring Korbanah. Because he's Chai on the Kayach. Now, the reason in a regular relationship he only brings one is because Rabbanon holds Helenachas, only bring one.
And in that case, why is two?
Which case? He's not Chai of two, he's Chai of one.
And no, Eber.
One he's Chai of, because he found out in middle. So he's only chayav for what happens from now and on. The partial bia. No, again, it's only one. I don't know how many kaisas there are on the way out.
There must be one.
So then he would only be chayav one. There's no machloikas about kaisas. The machloikas is whether halamachas brings one or halamachas brings two.
But I think Corey said something very nice. He said, by Shabbos, for example.
Right.
If you do everything behelamecha, you do 39.
But that's why I was very careful. I was very careful. I said, according to the Rabbanan, each malacha is separate. The Rabbanan holds every malacha is a different answer. If you do chayrish 10 times, you bring one. You do zereya 10 times, you bring another. I mean, each malacha is separate.
No, if you do chayrish and zereya,
you bring two. Because what did you forget? That it's Shabbos?
Yes.
Or you didn't know about the malacha?
Shabbos.
So the Mishnah in Kol Gadol in the seventh paragraph of Shabbos says, if you forget it Shabbos, you bring one. If you forget that the Malachas are us, you bring two. That's what it's talking about, right? Because we learn at Lechalik that every Malach is its own
Isser.
You hold this, it depends if you hold Lechalik or Lelach. I'm not going to go.
Is it from that word?
That's from that word, Lechalik. According to one on the Amar, it's from Lesevaru. Correct. Correct. Now, I'm not, Rabbi Eliezer by Shabbos is questionable. Rabbi Eliezer said, Bias are Mechalik. Kaichas are Mechalik. Now, does he say Shabbos? I don't know what he would say by Shabbos. It's a Mishnah in Kriyas that discusses Rabbi Eliezer's opinion about Shabbos. But we're not interested in that now. And you're 100% right. Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer are only arguing in Helam. They're not arguing in anything else. You look like not happy. That's why you have Rashi. To explain it to you. Imagine having to learn without Rashi.
That's not learning.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine having to learn without Rashi. Come on, I said we have Rashi. I'm a lawyer, I'm a lawyer, I'm not. So Rabbi says to Rav Nachman, but Tamar Bibiya recited this Abra. Is Abra? I don't understand the question, he says. It says in the Gemara later on, the Er and Einan, who were Tamar's husbands, never lived with her the regular way. They all lived with her Shalika Darka to Messira. And they all lived with her Shalika Darka, both of them. So when Yehuda lived with Tamar, it was her first natural relationship. And she became pregnant with twins. And you just said that woman doesn't become pregnant with twins. Something tomorrow. Amaloi, Tamar be'etba miyacha. Tamar knew, Tamar wanted to become pregnant from Yehuda. So what she did is, she broke her psulim with her finger. And therefore, when she lived with Yehuda, it was like a second relationship. The reason a woman does not become its abbas to be a reshaina is because she has psulim. And the psulim interfere with pregnancy. Tamar broke her psulim. And therefore, since she broke her psulim, she was able to become pregnant from the be a reshaina because it was like a be a shniyah. She opens her door. She widens herself. She broke the Mesulam. The Havalei conveys the Bia. The Amar of Yitzchak, back to the Gemara.
I don't know why it has to say that. She's not a young woman at this point either. It can break on its own after.
The Mepharshim speak out, the Mizman Hazeh, because of what you just said. That's fact. I don't know how long old Tama was. I have no idea.
Well, she had to be at least. I mean.
I have no idea.
I mean, it says that she got married twice and then she was waiting around for a long time before, and she knew she.
I don't know what a long time is. I don't know.
Shayla wasn't of age, right?
What?
Shayla wasn't of age, initially.
But well, we don't know how long it was.
Yeah.
Yom Rabbi Yitzchak. Kom Vayachai Shabbat Rabbi Tamar Shema. Rabbi's house. The family used to do the same thing. They wanted to get pregnant right away, so they used to break their besulim. So people called them Tamar. The Loma Nikrishman Tamar, Hashem Tamar Shemicha Metzba. Tamar did it. So all the women that did it were called Tamar, because they were following in Tamar's way. The Trashi, Kol Ma'icha Shabbat Shrabi Hamashiras Besuleim Besmeteim, Tamar Shema. Now the Yavetz is bothered with that if a woman does this, she takes away the kindness of psula. The husband comes and says, I found it not to be a psula. And she said, yeah, I broke it with my finger. But the Yavetz, that these girls did it in front of their husband. Before the relationship, they told their husband, I'm breaking my psula. So you should know that I had psula, but I'm breaking it so that I should be able to become pregnant right away. That's what the Yavetz learned.
What was the question?
Because if they did it, they lose the kindness of Sulam. The husband can't claim that he comes into Bezin and says they're not a Sulam. Of course not. I think any woman can say, I broke my Sulam.
And then that make him into a Nida?
I don't see what you mean.
She had a Chazaka that she had Sulam.
Again, first mission in Sulam. Sulam, this is the IMRV, because the husband can come into Bezin and say, I found her not to be a psula, correct?
I'm asking a question on that Mishnah.
Yeah. But that's the Mishnah over there. I'm not going to get involved now in that Mishnah. We learned something.
But I'm getting smarter.
Play the tape. Go listen to the tape.
We didn't have Chazaka. What happened? Isn't there Chazaka that she has psula?
He claims and says, I didn't find her a psula. And we have a chazaka that says a person wouldn't spend money at a wedding and come in and say the next morning. So he comes in and says, I didn't find her psula. So she has a very simple answer. I broke my psula. So the Yavetz says, a woman that does it should do it in front of her husband. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, Bahavi Ervaina. What are you telling me that Tamar was this Abra Babir Shaina? She was married to Ervaina. Erev Einan did not live the natural way. They lived in the backside, and therefore never interfered with her psula.
Were they killed?
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Aye.
Rabbi Margaretha?
Yes.
But that doesn't make her into Anita, does it?
It's a rabbinic thing that psula makes Anita. Only with Rabbanah. Midoraita, dam psulim is dan nam nidus. In fact, it's a later rabbinic thing. In the time of the Gemara, they permitted dam psulim.
Okay.
Am I written?
Yes.
I thought they died because of shrichas zera. And that's not the most natural way of doing it, but that's permitted to do it that way from what I picked up from the Gemara in the past.
What?
That they went from the backside. That's what you just said, right?
Correct.
And that's not considered shvichas zera, right?
Well, Tysus asked your kasha. This Gemara is mashma that biyish like darki is called hashchas zera, and And we have other Gemaras that seem to say that Be'ish Lekadak is committed from a husband to their wife. Which is your question.
Yes.
So Tysus gives one of two answers. One answer, Tysus says, it's only permitted at intervals. They did that on a constant basis. So it is Hashchas Zera. And the second answer, Tysus, which is a difficult answer exactly, but Tysus, the second answer is that a person who lives with his wife Shalai Kedak is not allowed to be Maitzi Zera. If he is Maitzi Zera, it's Hashchas Zera. Only permissible if the person does not ejaculate.
So the first answer of Tysus says that they lived a number of times with her that way, right?
It says, Rabu Lassus came coming. So he's mechavim, meaning like this. The way Tysus explains it is, the issue of Hashchas Zera is if a person intends to always be Mashchas Zera.
I see.
If he only does it at intervals, he doesn't want to be Mashchas Zera. He lives with her normally. Once in a while, he wants to do this. So therefore, since it's done Derech B, it's not Hashchas Zera. But if he makes it a lifestyle, then it's called Hashchas Zera. That's what Tysus said in his first era.
So they might have died immediately because their intentions were there right from the beginning.
I can hear you.
They might have died immediately because their intentions was to do
he
it.
He said they died immediately, by the way.
I don't know. I always had that. I always felt that they died immediately. I might be
I have no idea. No idea. I don't know what immediate, not immediate means. It could have been 2 months. I have no idea.
All right, thank you.
Yes. Why?
I thought we learned in Peleoites that write down Dibur Torah, it's Mechaper on Hashchas Zera.
Yeah, but that's only Mechaper on Hashchas Zera that a person did the Shaygig, or he's finished doing it, not if he's continually doing it. Meaning, a person does an Aveira, and he keeps on doing the Aveira, and he's not stopping. It's tribal B'Sharon B'Yadai. Can't get a Kapara. The guy eats pig. He says, Oshamnu, I ate pig. And then he goes and eats pig again, and then eats pig again. You know, if the Oshamnu's a little less sincere if he's keeping on to do it. If he stops eating pig, then he does Tshuva. Everyone continuously did this.
I
know, you wanted to tell everybody that the Peleyai had said that if you like to do Shem, it's Mechaper and Hashchas Zera, correct?
No, I wanted to show that I listened to Peleyai.
Oh, okay. Very good. You're 100% right. We did learn the Peleyai yesterday that writing Kedushi Torah is a Kapara Tavayin. Yes. And we also know that our Mishram code is writing it's Kedushi Torah on Chumash. Not for that reason. He's done writing his Kedushi Torah, which is a wonderful thing. The Mer Hashem, there'll be a safer one day. Kedusha of Avram Cohn.
I want the first copy.
You want the first copy?
No.
Yeah,
you
I want
have
the
to stand
copy.
In line for the
no,
copy.
Stand in line means for two. Yeah, but that's not the name of the safer.
What's the name?
No. It's going to do with my parents. I have to
be. Oh, it's very nice. Very nice to you. Okay. We'll have to talk about it a different time. Everybody should have a